January, February, we were sliding back to looking very much like the worst of the drought in the first decade of this century. The ground was as dry as I've seen it, and our last really good rain was on the 5th of March 2012. The end of February, I think it started to rain on the 28th of February, and we had a lovely lot of follow-up rains, and I spoke to one of the veterans of the Mullion District, David Ledger, the other day, and he said he told his son Andrew to photograph this because he said you won't see this again in your lifetime. Maybe we will, but it is just an extraordinary autumn.
Indeed, we are sitting on your front porch at the moment and we're looking out at the most incredible view of the rolling hills surrounding Wee Jasper, and it is pretty as a picture. It is emerald green. What did it look like a few months ago? What were the colour of those paddocks?
They were absolutely hayed off to the nth degree and grass was extremely short. It looked like being a hellish autumn where you start feeding at perhaps the end of Feb and feed through till probably August, September, till the opening of the spring, and there's some good growth. And I was imagining pretty hungry livestock going into calving. Likewise, lambing. I'll use walking away from twins, but I think they'll be retaining their twins if we can sustain this into the winter.
So do you think this will be enough to sustain you through the winter, though?
It's tailed off a bit. I think rain will be needed before long to maintain this.
I'm Ian Cathals from Wee Jasper, grazier, running sheep and goats in Wee Jasper. Oh, I'd definitely describe this autumn as the best in living memory. We generally get a good autumn about once every 20 years. And over the last 2 months, we've had over 400 millimetres of rain. Again, that's just an unheard of quantity at this time of year. If we look around here now, we've got grass and clover that is up to 25 centimetres high, in some places even taller.
It comes on the back of an incredibly dry few months. Is this enough to get you through the winter?
Oh, yes, we've got enough grass now. If it didn't rain all through the winter, we would have enough grass now to keep us going. Our only worry would be if it didn't rain in the spring, because we've had wet winters in the past where we've had plenty of grass that then stops raining about the end of August, and we'll be drought feeding sheep by the 1st of November. So that spring rain is enormously important.
How do you go with managing the cost of recovery from those really dry months? How significant is that still?
The really dry months have a benefit in some ways, because phosphates that have been locked up in the soil and insoluble and unavailable to plants, when you have a long dry spell, the fact that they've been locked up breaks down and they all of a sudden become available. Clovers normally only grows to, well, in case of subclover might only get up to 5 centimetres, but we've had it up over 30 centimetres this year because all of a sudden the phosphates are available to them and they've powered on.